Very good. Well, as we mentioned before, I keep looking back at Scripture and saying, what is the most central message of the Bible?
那就如同我们之前所分享的，我们不断地回去看这个问题，那圣经的核心的信息，核心的真理是什么呢？
And I should interrupt this evening to apologize for my cough. Hopefully it will minimize as we get talking, but I do apologize and I'm just trying to keep it minimal as I can.
所以他跟大家打个招呼，可能今晚他有些咳嗽。会有一些的影响啊。
Now, if I were to ask you, what is the most important message in the Bible? I think you would all agree that the most important message is that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and he rose again.
那我们如果问大家这个问题，圣经里最重要的信息是什么呢？我相信大家都会回答。就是耶稣为我的罪死了，然后又复活了。
And in fact, you will remember that the story in the Bible that is repeated most often, that is told in greatest detail, is the story of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你也会注意到，在圣经里呢，最多重复的一个故事，也就是主耶稣受难的故事。
So this evening, I want us to look at that story. We're going to be considering primarily the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 27.
所以今天我们就来看一看耶稣受难的这个故事的一些细节。我们所引用的经文呢，主要在马太福音的27章。
Like you, I have read this story often, and I ask myself the question, who believes this story?
那你和我都读过这个故事，那我经常问自己，谁相信这个故事呢？
And the amazing thing is that even for those who were there on that original day when he was crucified, not even all of them believed what was going on.
所以很有意思的是，即便是在当天现场的很多人看见这一切的，也并不都是信的。
So I thought it would be a value for us just to consider the characters who were there at the crucifixion and analyze them, trying to figure out why they did or did not believe what it was they saw.
所以我们今天想切入的角度呢，就看一看耶稣受难的当场的一些人物，就是来看看他们到底为什么信或者不信啊，他们分别的回应是怎样的。
So let's turn to Matthew 27, and we will look at verse number 41. Excuse me, and we'll read there about the chief priests. They were there that day.
那马太福音的27章，我们先从41节看。我们注意到呢，那一天呢，有祭司长在那里。
Verse 41 says, likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and others said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now.If you will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God.
那马太福音27章的41节，祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，就可现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, as you know, in the city of Jerusalem. He was sentenced to death by the chief priests and the elders. And this little part that we've read is simply the response of the chief priests and the elders to what they observed when Jesus was dying on the cross.
所以我们在 耶路撒冷呢是被定罪，然后被定十字架的。然后呢，这个时候是以色列的这些祭司长啊、文士啊，他们如何回应这件事情啊？就回应耶稣被定十字架的这件事啊，他们是如何来回应？
It's very interesting to me that at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the chief priests and elders were actually present. They were there to observe the crucifixion.
事实上的这些祭司和文士呢，他们是在现场，他们在看耶稣被钉十字架的这件事的整个过程。
I'm not sure, but I think maybe this was the very first time that the chief priest had showed up at anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我不是很确定啊，但是我相信这是祭司长啊第一次在关于耶稣的事情上呢，他第一次在现场啊，以前都不是，他都不在现场。
They were told by the wise men that someone had been born, the king of the Jews had been born. They came, the wise men, to Jerusalem to seek him. And they actually said that he would be born in Bethlehem. They knew all that. They said all that.
比方说耶稣诞生的时候呢，是三个是几个东方来的博士啊，他们来告知耶路撒冷的这些祭司长和文士呢，就是会耶稣会诞生啊，那他们知道耶稣会诞生在伯利恒，他们都知道这一些，但他们当时并不在现场。
Bethlehem was only a few miles away from Jerusalem, but we don't read that any of the chief priests went down to investigate.
那伯利恒其实离耶路撒冷非常近啊，就是也就几英里。事实上呢，我们也没有从圣经上读到有任何的祭司呢说我就走这几英里到伯利恒去调查一下去看一看，没有的。
The Lord Jesus did many miracles in Galilee, down at Jordan, and especially in Jerusalem. But we don't read that the chief priests ever went to see him, to see his miracles, or to hear him preach.
那同样的，耶稣在加利利，在耶路撒冷行了很多的神迹，也讲了很多的道。我们也没有读到任何的场合祭司长说那我去看一下这些神迹，我去听一下他的道，他都不在现场，他都不去的。
The town of Bethany was only about an hour's walk away from their offices in Jerusalem, and yet we don't read that they went to see Lazarus.
事实上呢，伯大尼啊，也就是拉撒路复活的拉撒路的家所在的地方呢，离耶路撒冷也就差不多一个小时的路程，我们也没有听见看见任何的记载说这些祭司和祭司长呢，他们走到伯大尼去看一下耶稣使他从死里复活的那个拉撒路，他们也不去的。
They knew and they acknowledged that Lazarus had been raised from the dead by the Lord Jesus, but they didn't go to get any more information.
他们也都听见了啊，说拉撒路死了，然后耶稣使他从死里复活了，他们都知道，但是他们也不想过去看一下，去调查验证一下。
But here, now that he is being crucified, they all come to see him.
那现在呢，耶稣要被钉十字架了，他们都来了，都来看了。
And so you ask yourself the question, as do I, why didn't they go to see him? Why did they crucify him?
那你可能会跟我一样问这个问题，为什么他们跑去看呢？为什么他们要把耶稣钉死十字架呢？
And the answer is they didn't want.
答案只有一个，就是他们不想要耶稣，他们。
They didn't want to acknowledge him.
他们不想承认他，接受他。
They did not want him. All they wanted to do was crucify him. And when they got close, they were so excited, they said, let's go and see.
他们想要的就是想要钉死耶稣，所以当这一刻来临的时候，他们就很激动，他们就说，我们要去看一下。
All right, so that's in fact what they did. They went, and verse 41 of Matthew 27 says, when they came, they were mocking.
这就能解释了为什么马太福音27章 四十一节往后呢，这些人在做什么？他们在戏弄他，也就是戏弄耶稣。
Their argument was, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him.
他们的逻辑就是四十二节，他救了别人，却不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
Did they remember that that was exactly the same argument that the psalmist in Psalm 22 said that they would have?
那 这完美的应验了诗篇二十二篇呢，指着这件事情的预言呢。
Psalm 22 is referred to indirectly in this passage in Matthew and Luke. It's referred to indirectly at least three times. These chief priests probably had Psalm 22 memorized.
那实际上这些祭司呢，应该都能够甚至能背下诗篇的22篇了。但诗篇22篇却有多次呢，指向了这个预言啊。就完全的应验在了这些祭司身上的预言。
But they were happy to reject what it said.
他们却很高兴地拒绝了神在诗篇里所预言的话。
Psalm 22 and verse 8 says, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him, that is the Messiah. And then they said, Let him deliver him, seeing he delights in him. That's what they said. Same argument as chief priests had.
所以在诗篇的二十二篇的第八节，也就刚刚好就是刚才祭司长他们所说的逻辑啊。诗篇二十二篇第八节说呢，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧，是不是就和我们刚才读的是一样的逻辑啊？就是祭司长说的。
They reject him. Answer very simple. They did not want him. They didn't want to follow him. They had their mind made up long before.
所以他们为什么要拒绝他呢？就是他们不想要他。他们很早就之前就做了决定，他们不想要耶稣。
Many years ago, I had a friend, and I told him often about the Lord Jesus Christ.
很多年前我有个朋友啊，我一直跟他讲关于主耶稣基督的真理。
He came to me one day and he said, Harold, I've got a favor to ask of you.
有一天他来到我这呢，说 Harold, 我要请你帮我一个忙。
I said to him, well, let me know what it is. Maybe I can help you.
那我说你说来听听，也许我真的能帮到你。
He said, I want you to stop telling me about Jesus.
他说呢，我希望你呢，不要再跟我讲耶稣了。
I said, but Jesus is the most wonderful story you'll ever hear. Why would you want me to stop telling you about Jesus?
那我就说，那这耶稣是地上最美的故事啊，为什么你不愿意让我跟你讲了听呢？
He said, if I become a Christian, it will be very inconvenient.
他说呢，哎呀，如果我成为一个基督徒啊，对我的生活不是太方便。
My friends might not like it.
我的朋友呢，不想成为基督徒。
My family might not like it.
他说我的朋友可能不喜欢我成为基督徒。
I would have to turn away from the sins that I like.
那同时呢，我也要从我现在的罪中要转离出来。
He pled with me and he says, please don't tell me about Jesus anymore.
所以他这个朋友就跟 Harold 请求说，你能不能不要再跟我讲耶稣了。
And in many respects,He was just like these priests. They said, we don't want Jesus. We don't want to learn about Jesus. All we want to do is kill Jesus as soon as we can.
对，这就像这些祭司一样啊，他们说我不要耶稣，我们想要的就是要杀了耶稣啊，我们不想要再见到他。
Well, there were others there that day. And if we go back to verse 35,We can read a little bit about them.
那天呢，还有一些其他的人。我们再回到马太福音二十七章。这次呢，我们来看三十五节啊，另外的一群人。
It says regarding the soldiers who crucified him, and verse 35, and they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. And then they quote, he quotes Psalm 22. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.
在马太福音的27章的35节说，他们即将他钉在十字架上，就拈阄分他的衣服，这个也同样应验了诗篇的22篇的预言，也讲了同样的事情，拈阄分主耶稣的衣服。
Isn't it amazing? The story that they're seeing, the story that we're reading, quotes from Psalm 22, and Psalm 22 says clearly what they are doing is exactly prophesied by the psalmist. Did they know that? And the answer is many, yes, they did know it.
所以事实上呢，当时有些人是知道诗篇22篇的，那22篇的18节就在讲要拈阄分外衣，分为礼衣拈阄啊。 所以这个是完全的应验了，但是呢，他们显然他们是不要耶稣的。And
did they care?
他们介意吗？ 介意这些事吗？
The answer is no. They weren't caring about him. They simply cared about themselves. These soldiers said, we don't care anything other than that man who's on the cross has really nice clothes. So they stripped him of his clothes, and then they divided his garments among them, except his cloak, and that was so valuable, they gambled for it. They didn't care about him. All they cared about was stealing.
所以他们介意这个神的预言吗？介意神在22篇，诗篇22篇讲的吗？没有。那他们介意的什么呢？就是介意这个耶稣钉十字架了，把他的衣服。 脱下来，他们要分了，而且呢，礼衣还很有价值，不要把它撕开，要拈阄，要看看谁抓到，他们想要的就是拿东西，想要的就是偷，他们不想要耶稣。They
didn't love him. They said bad words about him as they gambled for his clothing.
他们不爱耶稣，他们可能在拈阄的时候还会说很多难听的脏话，为了这件衣服。
And you say, how could they be so careless, heartless, inconsiderate, unthinking?
那你会说他们怎么可能是这样，完全没有爱，没有怜悯，也没有思考，就是就这样的人呢？
There are many others who were there that day. They are referred to as those who passed by.
那还有那天还有一些人，被称为呢是在路过的这些人。
So let's read verses 39 and 40.
那就是39节和40节。
It says, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.
马太福音27章39节。 从那里经过的人讥诮他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。”Did
they understand what was going on?
他们能理解当时正在发生什么吗？
Did they care?
他们注意吗？
Had they heard about the Lord Jesus and the marvelous miracles that he did and the wonderful things that he taught, how kind he was, did they know that?
他们有没有听过耶稣行的神迹，那讲的美好的道，他有多么的良善，他们都知道吗？
Of course they did.
当然他们都知道。
But in many respects, they were just like people today.
那很多时候他们也就像今天的人一样。
There's another interesting line, and see if we can find it. Verse number 47.
也很有意思的经文，在47节。
Let's read verse 46. It says, about the ninth hour. You remember that the Lord Jesus was on the cross from 3 in the morning until 3, sorry, from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
那我们都知道呢, 耶稣在十字架上有六个小时啊，从早晨的九点到下午的三点。
And so the ninth hour would be 3 in the afternoon.
所以在四十六节啊，马太福音二十七章四十六节里呢，伸出就是下午的三点。
And it says in about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
你越在伸出，耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，也就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And this is a direct quotation from Psalm 22 again, verse number 1.
那这也是一个直接的引用，诗篇22篇的一节经文，诗篇22篇的第一节就是这一节经文。
Many of those who had heard that day would have understood clearly that it was from Psalm 22. Psalm 22 was a very famous psalm about the Messiah, and those who followed the Lord would have heard it if they had not memorized it.
那诗篇的二十二篇是旧约非常著名的，在预言未来弥赛亚的诗篇，所以犹太人都知道。啊，如果更熟悉一点圣经的，他们都能背下来。所以在场的犹太人其实都知道这节经文。
But did they understand? Did they want to understand? No.
那他们明白吗？或者试图想要明白这些经文吗？没有。
Verse 47 says, some of them that stood there, when they heard that what he said, they said, this man's calling for Elijah.And straightway, one of them ran, took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
所以在马太的二十七章四十七节说呢，站在那里的人，有的听见就说，这个人呼叫以利亚呢。内中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝。其余的人说，且等着，看以利亚来救他不来。
Elijah had lived 800 years before. He'd been dead for almost 800 years.
以利亚呢，生活在距这个时候差不多800年前的时候，他已经离开死了差不多有800年了。
These people said, maybe Elijah is going to come and save him.That would be wonderful. Let's just stand here and watch, see if Elijah comes to save him.
那这些人说呢，也许以利亚会来救他们啊，我们来看看，看看以利亚会不会来救他。
That's kind of dumb, isn't it?
啊，这个很愚蠢，是不是？
If they read their Bible, they would know that when Elijah came, he often came in great fury. He sometimes would slay 50 people, sometimes another 50, sometimes 450 and another 400. When Elijah comes, you got any sense and you don't believe him, you'd better run.
那这些人其实完全愚蠢的在哪呢？就是他们回到旧约圣经，读一读以利亚的故事，他们就知道当以利亚出现的时候，你们不信的人呢，最好赶紧跑。啊，因为呢，那个不信的人一开始死了50个，后面又死了50个，又有450个巴利的先知死了，所以以利亚每次出现的时候呢，不信的人其实都是有生命危险的。
These people knew all about the Lord Jesus and how good he was, and yet they were participating in killing him and mocking him, and they didn't have enough sense.To run away when they felt that God might respond by bringing back a man who'd been dead for 800 years.
啊，所以这些人呢，他们听过耶稣的话，也知道耶稣的能力，但他们却嘲笑他，甚至他们没有这样的常识，知道如果真的神回应他们，拆了像以利亚这样的人来，那他们是没有办法来站立得住的，他们可能要面对审判的。
When I hear these things, I say to myself, what are those people thinking? Why are they behaving in such a totally incongruous way?
那我就在想啊，为什么他们这么如此的无知啊，就是在这些人在这些事情上的回应的方式非常的糟糕。
And the answer is twofold. First of all, they didn't really care.
原因呢就是两层的。第一呢，就是他们完全不介意。
And secondly, According to Romans chapter 1, when you say no to God, you lose the ability to think clearly. They could not think.
那就像罗马书的第一章所说的，当你不愿意按照神的话行的时候，慢慢的你就没有办法正常的思考了，就是你就瞎了，得出来的结论就都是错的。
But there's some good news.
但呢，还是有一些好消息在当天。
And we read about that in verse 54.
我们来看54节，同样马太的27章54节。
All right, verse 50 says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, yielded up the spirit.
50节，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
And then verse 54 says, Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God.
那54节，百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说，这真是神的儿子了。
The centurion who was at the cross was not like the chief priests, not like the elders. He was not like the masses, the soldiers. He was different. And he said, this was the Son of God. And he acknowledged that Jesus Christ was God's Son. Hallelujah.
那在这当场的百夫长，他不像祭司长，也不像那些路过的人，也不像这些说是要以利亚要来的人，也不像那些研究的兵。他相信，他说这就是神的儿子，哈利路亚。
Interestingly, he was a Roman centurion.
很有意思，他是一个罗马的官呢，罗马的军官，百夫长。
He had more excuse for not believing in Jesus than any of the others.
他可是有比其他人更多的理由、借口去不相信耶稣。
But you can imagine him. Standing at the cross of Jesus from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon and saying to himself, what on earth does all this mean?
你可以想一想，这个百夫长从一开始早晨九点就在那里一直到下午三点，那他可能会问自己，这些事到底究竟是怎么了，是怎么回事？
He watched Jesus die in verse number 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He watched Jesus die, and he said, that's strange. We'll get to that in a minute.
那他是看见耶稣的死啊，在五十节，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。这对他来说是个非常奇怪的事。
And then verse 51 says, Behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake. And the rocks rent.
五十一节，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
And the centurion said, "This is most peculiar. This man has just died, and there's an immediate earthquake. What is so special about this man that God would send an earthquake as soon as he dies?"
那这个百夫长会说，这人到底是谁啊？他死的时候居然会有如此强烈的地震啊！那这个人会是谁呢
？It's interesting in the Bible that the biggest earthquake that we know about in the Bible didn't take place here, took place way back in Exodus chapters 19 and 20.
那我们知道在，圣经里呢，有一个比这更大的地震呢，是发生在哪呢？是出埃及记的19章和20章。
God spoke to the people from the Mount of Sinai, and there was an earthquake on that mountain that particular day, but it was not an ordinary earthquake.
同样的，在那一天呢，神在西乃山向他们颁律法，那他们这不是一个普通的地震啊，那山都震动了那一天。
On that occasion, the whole mountain shook, but it kept on shaking and shaking and shaking probably shaking for hours.
那一天呢，整个地一直在震动啊，也许是震动了好几个小时，就一直在震动。
And the people were so afraid that they ran away from the Lord, and they said, Moses, you speak to the Lord. We don't want to hear him. And then they said, whatever he says, we will do.
这当时的人呢，非常的害怕，然后他们都逃跑，然后对摩西说呢，你对神说话，然后他说的话我们都听，但是我们不敢自己去面见他。
And here they take the very Lord Jesus Christ himself. And they say to him, we won't do what you say. All we're going to do is mock you, make fun of you, and tell you that we don't believe you.
But then, 这时候呢，他们去对着主耶稣说，我们不想要你啊，我们不想听你的话，我们就是要嘲笑你。
And then the Lord follows up with an earthquake.
然后神就给了他们一个地震啊。
Do you think many of the people there said, this is just like the earthquake that happened way back in the days of our fathers at Sinai?
你可以想一想当时，难道没有人去想一想，在他们的祖先在西乃山下那个地震吗？他们是怎么回应的？他们是如何恐惧战惊的？
Well, we're not sure what they all thought, but we know what the centurion thought.
我们不知道他们当时都想了什么，但是我们知道百夫长当时是想的什么。
Verse 54 says, when Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
54节，百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并经历的，并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说这真是神的儿子了。
The centurion put it together.
那百夫长他把所有的事情想明白了。
But it also says the centurion saw the things that were done.
同时呢，也讲到百夫长他看见了所经历的事。
And so, among other things, they saw the way in which Jesus had died. And I think the centurion said, I've seen many people crucified.
他是全程看了耶稣受难。那百夫长可能会说呢，我见了很多人被钉十字架。
He said nobody died like that.
他说没有人像他这样死了。
This man wasn't killed. This man gave up his spirit. He was in charge of everything, even the way he was going to die and when he died. And he said the time has come and he died.
所以这个人呢，他并不是耶稣，并不是被杀的啊，他是自己把自己的灵交出去的啊，所以他控制一切，所以当时候到的时候呢啊，他就自然就死了啊，到三点钟的时候。
And the centurion said, I'm beginning to understand what's going on here.
所以百夫长说，我有点明白啊，这里到底在发生什么事了。
He must have been amazed at noon.
他在中午的时候，他可能也是非常吃惊的。
At 12 noon, all of a sudden the sky became dark.
因为呢，在12点开始的时候，突然整个天都暗了。
It stayed that way for 3 hours until the Lord Jesus died, and then the lights went on again.
而且整个黑暗呢一直持续了整整三个小时，一直到下午三点，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了，之后天就又开始亮了。
The centurion said, I'm not stupid. God is doing something here.
百夫长说，我可不蠢，因为我明显看见神在这里在做一些事情。
I don't know if you've ever been through an eclipse.
An
eclipse is when the sun goes dark because either the moon or the earth comes between the sun and the earth. When the moon comes between the sun and the earth.
Okay. 那他说的不知道大家经没经历过日食啊。
And I saw that in Vancouver many years ago. As I recall, it was in the month of November, about 10 o'clock in the morning, it got dark again, but only just partially dark, wasn't completely dark at all.
那是早晨的11点，那11月，10点左右，11月份的时候， 那时候呢，他看见的只是很短的一点时间，而且也并不是全部的光都没了，只是部分的被遮了。
It was gradually darker and then gradually lighter, but the real darkness only lasted for a few minutes.
它是慢慢的遮住，然后呢，又慢慢的又能看见，所以实际呢，最黑的那点时间呢，时间很短啊，也就是几分钟而已。
This was far different than any eclipse. Far darker, it lasted far longer, and at last it was in the middle of the day.In the heat of the Middle East, amazing.
那这个黑暗的三个小时和日食是完全不一样的啊，因为它是突然出现，而且持续的时间非常长啊。你可以想想在正中午开始，在极炎热的中东啊，这是一个极其大的神迹啊。
And the centurion said, "I'm not going to deny it anymore." He said, "I acknowledge Jesus Christ."Is the Son of God.
这百夫长说，我不想再否认了，我要承认耶稣是神的儿子。
And many of his soldiers who were standing with him agreed with him, and they became Christians at that time as well.
许多一同站立的在当场的兵丁呢，也都和他一样说，我们也同意，我们也相信他是神的儿子。
And then one other wonderful story of the crucifixion, and it's in Luke chapter 23, not Matthew chapter 27.
那我们再讲一个很美的正面的回应，也就是在路加福音的23章。我们翻到路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23, and we're just going to read from verse 39.
我们从路加福音的23章的39节开始看。
And it says, one of the malefactors which were railed on him, saying, if you be this Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss.And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee today, shalt thou be with me in paradise.
路加福音23章的39节，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他，说你不是耶稣，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他。说你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。
The most amazing story in the Bible, and most of the people rejected the truth of it.
那这是很美的在圣经里的故事，大部分人呢在当场都拒绝了真理。
But a few said, Jesus, you are the Son of God. The centurion, some of his men, and this man, the thief called the malefactor.
那有一些，那比方说百夫长，比方说同百夫长在一起的兵丁，比方说这个两个强盗之一，那他们都选择了真理，相信。
The amazing words of this man were found in verse 42.
那这个人很好的话呢，就是在42节说的。
He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
What was he saying by that?
那他这么说什么意思呢？
Well, first of all, he called him Lord, which means you're the boss.
那首先他称耶稣成为主啊，那说明他认耶稣是主。
He's the boss. He's hanging on a cross, and this man calls him boss.
那耶稣那个时候还在十字架上，但这个人却呼一个在十字架上的人为主。
And then he says to him, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And this man is dying, and he says, but I know that you're coming into a kingdom. This is not the end. This is just the beginning.
所以这个人同时他也意识到耶稣还会再来，这不是结束，这只是开始。 他知道耶稣是要回来继续，他会去他的国度，然后还会再回来，所以他相信未来的事。
And then he agreed, he acknowledged that this man who was on the cross was a man who not only would remember, but would remember with understanding and compassion.
所以他也知道这个在十字架上的人不但会纪念他，而且是用理解用爱来纪念他。
And he basically says, Lord, would you please remember me?
所以他祈求耶稣说，主啊，你能不能纪念我？
That's one of the simplest prayers of conversion that you will find in the Bible, and it's a marvelous prayer.
所以这是你会看见圣经里讲到这得救的祷告里最简单的一个真的是很美的祷告，他只是说呢，主啊，求你纪念我。
It acknowledges Jesus is Lord. It acknowledges Jesus will rise again. It acknowledges Jesus will forgive sins. And he prayed it and God blessed him.
所以他承认耶稣是主，他承认耶稣会复活，他承认耶稣可以赦免他，所以他请求耶稣的赦免，他就得着了。
Jesus said to him, Verily I say to you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Hallelujah.
43节耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。Hallelujah.
And so the question is, have you done that? You said, Lord, I acknowledge you died for me. I acknowledge you are the coming king. I acknowledge that you will help me. I pray you remember me. I believe you.
所以你会说，主啊，我相信你，我知道你会再来，我愿意接受你。你有没有做这个决定呢？如同这十字架上的强盗一样，我相信你。
Well, that's just a few of the stories from the cross.
那我们再来看一下这个，回顾一下这个故事啊，关于受难十字架的。
Many of the foolish ones denied the truth and rejected the Savior.
许多很愚蠢的人呢，否认了真理，拒绝了救主。
But some acknowledged the truth. A centurion and a rebel.But they both accepted the Lord as their Savior. Hallelujah.
有一些接受了真理，一个百夫长，一个强盗，他们都接受基督成为他们的救主。Hallelujah.
Well, that's our story for tonight. My time is gone. We'll have a quick prayer, and long will carry on.
好，那我们今天的时间先到这儿，我们先做一个简短的祷告，然后再继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您关于圣经的真理。
The death of the Lord Jesus Christ is truly the most amazing story that ever took place. Lord, would we please believe it? Help us to believe it.
主啊，真的是耶稣基督的受难是最美好的故事之一啊，就是我们愿意相信，求您帮助我们相信。
And Lord, the wonderful thing about the centurion and the malefactor was that they not only believed it, but they acknowledged it.
主啊，这百夫长、这强盗，他们所经历的不但是承认，更是相信和接受，他们是蒙福的。
Lord, help us to believe it and help us to acknowledge it by telling others and living its truth.
主啊，也求您帮助我们能接受、能相信，并把它告诉给别人，也活出这真理。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name.
这样的祈求奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.